I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Bettendorf will soon have a new police chief. This spring, Phil Reddington will retire after working for the city for 41 years. Reddington was a junior at St. Ambrose University in Davenport when he got hired to work for the Bettendorf Police Department. After starting out as a patrol officer, eventually Phil Reddington became Bettendorf's police chief in the early 1990s, when the main problem was dealing with gang crime. He says the city took a proactive approach, which has been successful.
You know, we actually assigned an officer full-time. We have always had a great working relationship with Bettendorf Community Schools. We have a full-time officer assigned to Bettendorf High School and a full-time officer assigned to Bettendorf Middle School. And that was a joint agreement between the school system and the city of Bettendorf and the police department. And they actually pay 50% of the salary and benefits for those two officers. So it's been a good relationship, and I think it's been beneficial for both the city and the police department and the school system. Some police departments across the country now are kind of scrambling, trying to provide security for the schools. And, you know, it's nice to know that we've already done that and have done that for a long time.
The school resource officers are armed and are ready to enforce the law, but Chief Reddington says it's not easy being a kid, and the real benefit is the relationships officers develop with the students. He's also witnessed the effects of technology on policing.
That squad car is basically their office. So with the computer systems in the squad car and our communications we have with the dispatch center because of that, the cameras, the dash cams in the squad cars will assist us in any type of calls that we go on. Within the last couple of years, all of our officers have been wearing body cams also, which has been a big benefit to our department.
Reddington was also on hand when all the police, fire, and sheriff's departments, emergency management, and ambulance services in Scott County merged their dispatch systems. The Scott Emergency Communications Center opened 7 years ago.
In the past, usually every police department would have their own dispatch center. Now we're a consolidated dispatch center over in Davenport, the Scott Emergency Communications Center. And, you know, we do, of course, still have the radio traffic with the dispatch center, but we also can go talk back and forth on our computers, which frees up the airtime, which improves officer safety if someone needs to get on the radio and call for help.
The Bettendorf police chief is very grateful for all the support he and his department have received from people who live and work in the city.
You know, we have our share of crime. You know, I was asked one time by a citizen why we even have a police department. So I had to explain the different functions that we do here at the police department. But in thinking back on that question, that's a question that a police chief wants to hear because that means they feel safe, that they don't think there's really a need for the police department. And in fact, there is. But if our residents feel that, then that's a good thing.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.